I'm standing outside the Leavenworth Detention Center about 35 miles northwest of Kansas City, Missouri on a windswept day. It's a massive complex of squat white buildings ringed by chain link fencing topped by razor wire. It's where people charged with federal crimes who can't make bail are held. I'm not allowed to bring in my recording equipment. Neither are the lawyers now entering to meet their clients. But recordings, both video and audio, are at the heart of a raging controversy here. Core Civic, which owns and operates the prison, is alleged to have recorded thousands of attorney-client conversations. Those talks are supposed to be private. In fact, that's required by the Sixth Amendment right to counsel.
If we don't have that confidentiality, it cripples the job of the defense attorney in representing our client.
That's Melody Brannon, who heads the Federal Public Defender's Office in Kansas. She's been leading the charge to get to the bottom of what happened at Leavenworth, also known as CCA.
We requested CCA to not record calls to our numbers. So anytime someone inside was calling, those were not supposed to be recorded. And yet, we found for a two-year period, those calls were recorded.
A federal judge appointed Cleveland attorney David R. Cohen to investigate not just the extent of the recordings, but whether any of them had been turned over to federal prosecutors.
The idea that the United States Attorney's Office had access to attorney defense counsel meeting with their clients was a big deal.
Cohen initially found the government had obtained silent video recordings of attorney-client meetings from five of the prison's nine attorney meeting rooms. Since then, a class action lawsuit filed by lawyers has claimed Core Civic recorded nearly 19,000 calls to 567 attorneys. Core Civic says it does not comment on pending litigation, but in court filings, it says detainees knew their calls might be recorded. Still, that does not explain how some of those recordings ended up in the hands of prosecutors.
It would be jaw-droppingly, dumbfoundingly shocking.
That's Pam Metzger, a constitutional law professor at Southern Methodist University. She says that would be an extraordinary breach of attorney-client privilege.
It would demonstrate the most profoundly unethical disregard, not only for the rule of law, but for the United States Constitution.
A hearing on the public defender's motion to hold the U.S. Attorney's Office in contempt is set to take place this week, and it's shaping up to be a blockbuster. That's because the Federal Public Defender's Office has subpoenaed more than a dozen prosecutors to testify about whether they accessed any of those recordings. It's not clear what would happen if the U.S. Attorney's Office is found in contempt, but Metzger, who has consulted on the case, says it's important to remember who has been hurt. The inmates.
They are not entitled to trust that their lawyers are telling them the truth. When their lawyers say, it's okay, we can talk, then how in the world can they expect any kind of justice in the system?
This week's court hearing actually began in May, but it was recessed when the U.S. Attorney's Office said it would try to work out an agreement to reduce the sentences of inmates whose communications with their attorneys were recorded. But then Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein scuttled the proposal. Metzger thinks that's hugely problematic. She notes that 95% of all federal criminal cases are resolved through guilty pleas. But if prosecutors don't have the authority to reach such agreements, she says,
then the whole system is thrown into chaos.
What is clear at this point is that in some respects, that's already happened. At least 60 one-time detainees are seeking to have their convictions overturned on the grounds their constitutional rights were violated. Brannon says she plans to file at least 60 more motions. I'm Dan Margulies.